Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or at crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of your time and listening attitude. Oh, your mic's off.
Is my mic is off.
I turned your mic off while you were typing.
Oh, thank you. By the way, is Matt Gaetz arrested yet?
I don't. Well, you know, TBD.
Right.
Stay tuned. Join us on social media during the show. Check out our Twitter at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. We check that shit during the show. We're also on Facebook that we don't check during the show. And we're also on Instagram, which I actually put a post up today while I was waiting for my second jab.
Oh, yes. And how did it go?
I feel inoculated.
How's the chip? Does it hurt or no?
It hasn't kicked in yet. I'm waiting for all these benefits to kick in.
Oh,
my microchip
too.
And my tracking and everything.
Well, wait, I had my second jab.
Yeah. Have you heard from Bill Gates yet?
No. Where the fuck is Bill?
I don't know.
I've been waiting.
Yeah, we both got the second jab. So you guys may listen to a couple of people getting some reactions in real time. Live
right,
during
right.
the show.
And listen, fuckheads, I don't want to be somebody that ends up in Reddit like, these two stupid fucking liberal dickbag podcasters got the jab, did a podcast, and croaked on air, and the dog had to carry on with the rest of the show.
Yeah,
I don't want that to be us.
I don't think anyone's croaking.
No, actually, I know no one is croaking.
I think the second jab is just more likely to make you a little ill.
What's up with this guy? And I'm not naming names, but it's a dude that we see on dog walks. And why?
I think he's probably not listening. So.
Okay.
And John's a pretty common name.
John, that's true. Why is John, would you consider John vaccine hesitant?
I guess. Yeah, well, yeah,
he says
he doesn't want to get it, or he's waiting, or some bullshit. I don't know.
What the fuck does that mean?
He's a really nice guy, and I see him all the time. I started, I used to see him early in the mornings when I was walking Shelby, like right after dawn, because it gets too fucking hot. And he's got a dog, a little puglet kind of mix.
No, it's a
or
pug.
Something.
It's a pure pug. And you can tell because the dogs have pugs all have trouble walking, breathing, and eating. It's like, why?
Well, she's also like 14.
Oh, she's old?
Yeah.
I don't you think pugs, though, are inherently like...
Well, yeah.
They're saddled with a lot of things that seem...
Those brachycephalic dogs are that's not evolution. That's people breeding them because they thought their smashed faces were cute.
Jesus.
And then a lot of them have breathing problems. And
maybe I should save this for Faithless Friday, but I'll just go ahead and ask. Who knows? Maybe God's listening today. Why do you make dogs where their faces are constructed in such a way that...
He didn't.
But wait,
we did.
You know a dog's face? A bulldog can get a yeast infection.
But we
on
did
its-
this. Humans did that.
What do you mean?
With selective breeding.
No, well, stop it, guys. This is an easy fix. Stop it right now.
How many wolves or foxes have smashed in faces? 0.0. These are the results of selective breeding over hundreds and thousands of years.
I don't want to hear any emails like I'm getting into eugenics or anything. But I would say this: if I was president, I would get into the minutiae of this, how we adopt dogs, and everybody's got to get your dog fixed in my world. Everybody, it's just a fucking thing, guys. And I'm not saying I don't want to get rid of dogs with these face folds that give them yeast infections. I'm saying, can we breed it out of them so dogs don't have to have yeast infections on their fucking face? Is that evil on my part?
You can get a yeast infection in your taint if you take a certain diabetes drug, according to the commercials I've been seeing.
Why
aren't
you using the proper term for that?
While I'm watching Star Trek. What do you mean?
The perineum.
Oh, the perineum.
Because they go, by the way, in that drug commercial that you mentioned, they define the perineum. So we all know where the rash will occur if I take this drug that helps me what?
It's a diabetes drug, I think.
Okay.
And it says you might get a some kind of yeast infection of your perineum.
And that's a and great... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
And then they, at the bottom of the screen, have a little chyron that says, your perineum is the area between your anus and genitals.
You know, at least Tyron guy, the guy that types Chiron, was like, oh, this is a fun one. Although he does drug commercials, he probably types some crazy ass Chirons.
What else was I talking about? Oh, thanks for joining, for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that link, when you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione, and it doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here at Cussing Liberal Media.
And strike and strike and strike and strike.
Let us see. We yesterday was off. Some work-related issues.
Right.
And maybe combined with what you had work.
No.
I had a little headache and was like, yeah. Hey, I'll blow it off.
Right.
So we're back today. Thanks for joining us.
You are welcome.
Let us see what is going on in the world. I got all kinds of fun stories. Don't believe Matt Gaetz has been arrested yet.
Is he in the news at least?
Oh, sure. I got some Matt Gaetz stories.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I'm just putting up some promos currently because I was getting my jab earlier. And what's wrong with Matt Gaetz' hair? I'm just looking at lots of pictures of him, and he goes through stages. There are stages of hair height. And also...
Well, he's using the... I think he has a... In the fridge, he has a jar of Roger Stone's cum, and he puts it... he uses it like something about Mary.
Can you store it in a jar, or does it have to be a specific container?
I think a jar is probably okay.
Well, you remember in Breaking Bad when they were trying to make meth in that guy's house and they got the wrong kind of plastic container to put the chemicals in, and the chemicals rotted through the container.
Right. And through the tub.
And through the floor and into the basement. Well, is it true that happens with Stone's load?
Oh, I don't know.
It rots. If it hits your face,
it's probably a little acidic.
A little. Somebody that swallowed it's going, a little, buddy, you try it.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal
Iffy.
Huff Po, the headline is about the trial of the murdering cop, Derek Chauvin. Chauvin trial. Expert says deadly force was wrong, used wrongly against Floyd. Oh, you mean a guy that was being looked into for accidentally or possibly purposely trying to pass a fake $20 bill? You didn't need to kill him? What a shock.
I have lots of thoughts on like how these police and what they're doing to people and what they're doing specifically to black people. And the thing is, if we're at a point where the trial over a cop that's literally stepping on a fellow human's neck, and we are proving that that's an illegal thing, you know, I mean, think about it. There's just no humanity in this. This guy has to testify so everyone understands that another human being is not allowed to step on another fucking human being's goddamn neck.
And the popo that have been testifying are not rallying around him. Like his superiors said that's not part of his training and it shouldn't have been done. I mean, nobody seems to be really rallying around this guy. This person today, LAPD is an expert witness, LAPD Sergeant Jody Steiger, said, my opinion is that no force should have been used once Floyd was handcuffed and in a prone position, because at the time of the restraint period, Mr. Floyd was not resisting.
Okay, I hear prone all the time. Now, prone is mean means you're lying down.
Mm-hmm.
You're pronated.
You're well, okay.
Means you're lying. I mean, what yes. does it mean? Means you're lying down.
Yes.
Okay.
You're down on the ground, prone.
Right. So the guy's down.
Horizontal.
Okay. If you see someone prone, now you're not a cop and not properly trained, so it's not a fair question for you.
How do you know what I did?
Okay. Pass. All right. You're right. I don't know. But what I'm assuming is if you see a prone person, what is your instinct? To step on their neck for 9 minutes?
Wait, who is it?
That's a good question.
Police use of force expert testified in court today that former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin inappropriately used deadly force against George Floyd the night Floyd died in May of 2020. Los Angeles Police Department Sergeant Jody Steiger testified no force should have been used on Floyd after he was handcuffed and in the prone position.
We are.
Oh, that means you're on your chest.
So oh, okay.
You can't be on your back prone.
Oh my God.
So prone means face down.
You're on your chest. We have I don't know what we do to fix this, because you know the people that hate the I can't breathe and they hate the Black Lives Matter and they hate the idea that we need to stop these cops from murdering people, they see what this guy, it's people that consider them, they're patriotic, who support this guy. They think they're maggots, right? They think they're...
Well, patriotism to them is beating up Black people and making sure America stays white. So that's patriotism to them.
This is like... I mean, we're really getting into weird shit here, man. It's more than just like cop violence. It's like radicalization. You know?
He said, Floyd was in prone position, handcuffed, not attempting to resist, not attempting to assault the officers, was not actively resisting at the time, nor did he communicate he was attempting to resist or evade them. If he had resisted a little bit earlier, that doesn't matter.
And by the way,
once he stops resisting, you stop killing him.
Think about it like this. This is how I am imagining this. I'm imagining two people, simply drawn. Stick figures, block figures, maybe they're like Minecraft characters. Who gives a fuck? There's a guy. He's stepping on someone else's neck.
Kneeling.
That's wrong.
Yes.
There's nothing. That guy is not. What is George Floyd doing that's threatening at this point?
Well, that's this cop's point. Is that he's face down on the ground, handcuffed. What can he do?
This guy murdered him.
And at one point, one of the other cops even said, hey, should we roll him over on his side after he stopped moving? And Chauvin said, no, he's fine where he is. So
roll him over on his side to do what exactly?
Because they thought he was choking or was having trouble breathing.
When did they say, let's call the paramedics? When did they say we should apply first aid? And by the way, if
they didn't apply any first aid to him.
Mm-hmm. The strange thing is, to me, like, how we're in dystopia right now is that the wrong thing that's happening is there's someone, now that someone's a cop, there's someone killing someone, and they're doing it slowly over the course of 9 minutes, and there are other cops there.
What are you doing?
Right? There's other cops there.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not a cop.
Also on trial.
What? Okay, yeah. What do you do? What's your job if you're a cop? What are some of your jobs?
Harass citizens for money.
In like Star Trek land. Let's think about this in Starfleet terms. What are your jobs? Not like our Earth terms. We're barbarians. I mean, your job is to. You think the cops? One of the cops' biggest jobs. A mandate of a cop would be to stop murder. If you ask the cop, if you see someone killing another person, is it your job to stop them? To stop the murder?
Kind of. No, remember the Supreme Court decided that police do not have an obligation to serve and protect.
Dude, what are we fucking doing with these motherfuckers?
Exactly.
There's one cop. Pretend Derek Chauvin's not a cop. He's murdering the fuck out of... He's murdering the shit out of this guy for 9 fucking minutes.
I don't have anything.
But there's 2 other cops. Why didn't the 2 other cops say, get off him? If you don't why didn't they shoot him?
The one suggested that they roll Floyd on his side. But they're all afraid of him. I think some of them are rookies, and Chauvin... Yeah, and Chauvin has been known to be a big asshole on the force. And that they were worried that he would retaliate against them. Something like, oh my God, I'm being shot at. Somebody come help me. And Chauvin says, oh, I'm busy. That's what these scumbag cops do. That's how they retaliate against cops that dare go against them.
God.
Or rat on them if they do something illegal.
Okay. Okay, so I understand you cops are all into this shit, but think about it from, like, you know, people who need to be protected by you guys. I mean, all your corruption and shit, your racism is getting in the way of that. I mean, if you're a law enforcement officer, you see someone killing someone, it's not like the guy just took his gun out and shot him and killed. They had 9 minutes they could have intervened. Somebody should have shot that cop. Should have shot him. He's killing another person.
Well, he could have pulled him off of him. I don't think he needs to shoot him in the head. They could have easily gone like and pushed him over.
Well, I mean,
and pushed him aside.
You know, all I'm saying, there's a guy, the perpetrator is killing someone and they didn't do anything. It's just,
it's why they're on trial.
And it's
also.
This situation.
Oh, my arm hurts
my arm doesn't hurt.
I use my left arm I use my left arm for the. Oh, look at you bleeding!
I didn't even know that. I was about to say it's not hurting that much. Did they actually do it, or did the person forget?
I use my left arm for the show.
You think that happens?
And that's the one that hurts, huh?
Yeah. The person.
Did they fake it?
No. The person did my shot.
I didn't bleed last time.
Oh, yeah. Inches. Very friendly. Had the shit going on, you know, cleaned it, did all the right shit. But it's a process, right? You got 9 or 10 steps you do each time you put a shot. I imagine at some point someone has to do everything and the person leaves like, God damn it, I forgot to give him, do everything but get the shot.
I know, I think.
I did that with the last 5 people.
I would assume someone would mention that.
Yeah. Well, you barely
didn't stab me.
Yeah.
This one hurt today. I didn't, the first one I hardly felt and it didn't bleed at all. And today she got me. I don't know. Maybe it's
a
different spot or whatever, but today she got me. I was like, ow.
Oh, I forgot to get bread while I was in that fucking Walmart.
But, so that's the headline over at the HuffPo is, it doesn't seem to be going well. Minneapolis will burn. If they acquit this asshole, I'm terrified that I don't know how they could, but you never know. It just takes one white supremacist, one stealthy white supremacist on the jury to say, I will not change my mind. I will not convict him. And then we've got a hung jury and then we got to do the whole thing over.
Isn't Keith Ellison kind of in charge of this?
Well, he's the attorney general.
Yeah. So he's in charge of. Ultimately, he's the big boss.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, the DA is doing the prosecution.
How the fuck is Keith Ellison? Keith, you got to get this guy. You got to go get this guy, man. I mean, what the fuck?
What do you want him to do? He did. He charged him with murder.
Shit? God, these attorney generals do all kinds of crazy shit sometimes. What would Bill Barr do? He would go do some shit.
Bloody hell.
Right. Bill Barr actually wouldn't have done anything. I mean, I'm just saying.
I dropped my little chain
right
in my tea.
Do you think Bill Barr Do you think Keith Ellison goes down? He's the attorney general. Do you think he goes down to the court, talks to prosecutors, say, hey, what's going on? We getting this guy or what?
I mean, he probably calls him. I don't know if he hangs out.
He goes in there, bangs on the table. No. The only thing that matters is this, right?
There's a lot going on.
What the hell is going on?
He's got a whole state full of people to prosecute and go after and shit.
Dude, Keith, concentrate on this, man.
I don't know. With the evidence, the way I just can't fathom them not finding him guilty of at least manslaughter. I mean, he's charged with murder, but I don't know if they have the option to say it was manslaughter. Oh, here, he's been charged with second and third degree murder, as well as second degree manslaughter. I think they'll probably convict him of third degree murder. It's my prediction.
Okay. If they do that, or however they convict him, can they have a meeting with the existing police force in Minneapolis and say, hey, we're doing a new thing here. If you see someone committing a crime, you're a cop, you have to intervene, even if it's another cop. So if you see another cop sitting on someone's face with their knee for like 9 fucking minutes, you do everything in your power to get that motherfucker off him because he's killing someone.
Well,
there
are now policies, I don't know about laws, but policies being put in place where police forces are being told that you can't, you will be held responsible is what they're saying if you don't prevent a police officer from committing a crime.
If you see a cop
trying to abuse somebody or abusing someone and you're a cop and you don't intervene, then you're just as guilty of that assault.
This to me sounds like one of those things you just shouldn't need, because it sounds like to me like do we need a thing that tells cops that if you see a cop committing a murder, you have to intervene? I mean, it's still a murder, even if it's a cop. I mean, this is stupid.
Well, yeah. Welcome to America, the police state of America.
I think this is why you got to do something with these cops.
That's why we need massive police reform from top to bottom and criminal justice reform
and hire policemen that are anti-murder, no matter what.
Ooh, good luck with that.
No matter what.
How about requiring degrees? That helps weed out a lot of these violent motherfuckers.
What are you saying? What are you saying? Chauvin and some of these other guys that just kill black people. Do you think they're uneducated and fucking stupid?
Well, yeah. Remember, don't forget there was a court case where a guy had too high of an IQ and was turned down to be a cop. Because they said they were worried he would be bored.
What is that cop? Listen, there's some policeman that we heard do some sort of interview who is speaking out against these corrupt cops. And he says that when he's on the job, he carries a copy of the Constitution with him.
Right.
Because that's what he's supposed to uphold. He says, I always keep this with me. Do you think they do that? Do you think every cop has a copy of the Constitution?
Would it matter?
Do you think the sheriff...
Chauvin could have had one in his pocket. He could have had it tattooed on his cock. Who the hell knows? It doesn't matter. It's not going to...
You think the people in the sheriff's department that were busted for allegedly, or I don't know, maybe they got, I don't know, having sex with underage girls, do you think they had copies of the Constitution with them?
Who?
Those corrupt... sheriffs in the people in the sheriff's department at Scambia with the
here in
do they carry the Constitution with them?
I don't think it matters. It would make a difference.
Does Matt Gaetz carry the Constitution
magic
with him?
Yeah, internally.
It's in his asshole.
Over to the Drudge Report. The headline there says, "Oh, this is great. Brazil biological Fukushima." Was the headline. Brazil COVID plague spawning super mutations every week that could destroy the world's fight against the pandemic. So because Bolsonaro, that fascist fuck, that Trump-like fascist fuck, is still saying... nothing to worry about, even though their daily deaths are surging like crazy down there. that fucking goose stepping Nazi fuck is going to be responsible for possibly killing people worldwide because his stupid country is cranking out super mutations. Because they're not doing shit about it. We should,
yeah.
We should be sending the military down to Brazil.
Oh my God, I was about to suggest something. God, we're on the same page on this. Perfect.
The world should be, yes, should be sending troops to Brazil.
The CIA needs to go down there and set up some fucking like Moderna and Pfizer shots, right?
I guess they've got some of it, but I mean, he's not doing anything about it. Brazil's brutal COVID-19 plague has been branded a biological Fukushima by worried scientists after daily deaths surge past the 4,000 mark. Hospitals are now at breaking point with people dropping dead as they await treatment amid the rise of super mutant strains, which threaten the global fight against the virus.
I'm trying to do some fucking stand-up comedy in summer and spring, you fucks. What do we do with... what do we do to fix this Brazil shit?
I know.
People are dying.
I know people are dying. I mean...
Dr. Miguel Nicolelis, a former coordinator of the country's... Why would you put a dash in that word?
I don't know.
Coordinator is COO. There's no dash. This says CO-ordinator. The regional coordinator of the country's pandemic response team described Brazil's response to the crisis as a complete calamity. It is the largest human tragedy in Brazilian history, he told the BBC.
So
we may get to 500,000 deaths by July 1st. That's the latest estimate. But the University of Washington released another estimate suggesting if the rate of transmission goes up by about 10%, they could end up with 600,000 deaths. It's a nuclear reactor that has set off a chain reaction and is out of control. It is a biological Fukushima, he said.
I'm trying to decide if the metaphor they're using is worse than what is happening, or would a nuclear meltdown be less horrific? I guess the pandemic.
We are brewing new variants every week, and some of them may be more lethal, eventually make it to the entire world.
Stop brewing them, dickheads. Please. How do they stop?
Why are we not imposing crippling sanctions on this Bolsonaro fuck and putting out warrants for his arrest?
You know what? Here's what Bolsonaro.
Internationally.
This is what Bolsonaro wants. Somebody go to Bolsonaro and say, listen, you asshole, you're a totalitarian whack job. This is not ethical and not a great thing, but we're talking about a pandemic Fukushima.
Fuck you, he says.
Get this guy some harem and set him up in fucking Hollywood.
He's probably already got one. He's the president of Brazil. He doesn't have a harem.
What is
he's a corrupt president.
For him to leave and to have a crack team of virus, you know, killers take over, what does this guy want? We need to find out what he wants, ask him to leave, and have, you know, the World Health Organization take over shit so we can all survive. He can't like ruling Brazil.
Reports say 92 variants have now been detected in the country, including the P1 or Brazil variant, which has been become a big cause for concern as it is thought to be much more contagious.
I know a lot of people in this country look at Florida and they think it's great. Like, a lot of people think Ron DeSantis, for whatever fucking reason, should be our next president of the United States because he kept everybody else.
I saw a story, though, that he's not well-liked elsewhere in the country.
Oh, good. Thank Christ. But this is not how to behave. How Bolsonaro is doing is not how to behave. You know?
Hospitals are at the breaking point with witnesses likening them to scenes from a medieval plague outbreak as oxygen supplies are even running low.
I skipped a Monty Python reference there because it just felt like in such poor taste. I mean, this is horrible.
The epidemiologist, one epidemiologist said the country is in a dreadful situation. At the rate that we're vaccinating, the only way to slow the extremely fast spread of the virus is an effective lockdown for at least 20 days. But despite the increased threat of the virus, President Jair Fuckface Bolsonaro has refused to impose restrictions. He has pushed back against mask wearing and lockdowns.
You can't have lockdowns in this. This country is not set up for lockdowns, man. people in these slums in Brazil, they live, you know, so close together. They have to go out every day to get food, and they have to go out every day to work so they have food. How do they lock down?
He told crowds in Rio last month to stop whining about the virus. Speaking to reporters, he said, enough fussing and whining. How much longer will the crying go on? He needs to be taken to The Hague and be up for international crimes.
Well, I mean, you know what? His sentiments are very similar to the anti-maskers here and very similar to the people say, well, March, I'm done. Fuck it. I'm done. Fuck this shit. I mean, it's an emotional response to science.
Well, right.
I don't understand these totalitarian fucknuts. Find the guy.
Well, that's where we would be right now, though. If Trump were in charge, still. You think we'd be doing 4 million vaccinations a day? You think parts of the country would be closing down again because there's surges going on? No. Trump would be like, it's fine. When are you going to stop whining? Trump is probably rubbing his mushroom over what Bolsonaro was saying. I wish I could have done that.
I mean, you know, we wouldn't have that infrastructure thing. I mean, you know.
So there you go. That's the headline at the Drudge.
What do you do?
Well, what can we do? The international community needs to come down on those fuckers. He's the one, too, who said, fuck your rainforest, even though the whole planet relies on the rainforest there. He's like, fuck it. There's money to be made. We're ripping down the rainforest. It's ours.
What about this? Do they have, since ships down there, all their ports have an embargo. Force the guy everything. To deal, to do something. We need to save his trees and kill
refuse,
the COVID.
Yeah, refuse all planes flying over your airspace. All the other countries. Turn Brazil into the pariah, sadly, that it needs to be. You voted for him, Brazil, so, you know, partially fuck you, just like fuck us for voting for Trump.
Yeah, I mean, they need someone to go in there and take over, like, why don't they let some national aid organization, do they have NGOs going over there? I mean, but what can
he's
they...
He's probably not allowing them in.
Yeah, but what can they fucking do, really? If you're some non-governmental aid organization, and I don't know what your deal is, you're giving out shots, you're passing out masks, you're doing water, but if the government there isn't doing anything to help, it's like, you know, it's pointless.
Other headlines. UK variant is now the dominant strain in the United States here.
Hello.
Hospitals are seeing more young adults with severe symptoms.
Right. Stay home.
Half of new infections are in just 5 states right now.
Not Florida.
Here in the country.
Not Florida. Right. Right.
New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Florida together reported 44% of the nation's new COVID-19 infections in the last 7-day period.
Motherfucker. Hey, thank you, Milton. Thank you, Navarre. Thank you, Orlando. Thank you, Ocala. Thank you.
All the Republicans. Thank you, Republicans.
Thank you, Baghdad.
Who else can we blame but the Republicans?
No one.
Because as a party, they have decided, fuck your science and fuck your health. Well, we got to make money.
But if you want to make money... If you want to make money, it's easy. The economy works better when people aren't sick.
But don't forget, it's overwhelmingly hurting poor and brown people. So the Republicans are inserting butt plugs.
Right.
Enjoy. All the brown people and poor people that are dying. They think, hey, we're rich. It's not going to hurt us. I've already got the jab. What do I care?
Yeah,
because
that's true.
Here in Florida, DeRacist or Death Santis, our shit governor,
he has no
has let all the rich people get the jabs first.
You know, the thing is, our rich governor is not going to do anything to help this pandemic. I do hope that he decides to really try to figure out a good solution to this gigantic river of shit that's flowing through Florida that's radioactive. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I think they're getting a handle on that because they said they're allowing people back to their houses near there. So,
oh,
but again, these are, this is a Republican administration, so we can't, they can't be trusted with caring about, with caring about people's safety.
Enjoy the birth defects, I think, is what you're saying.
And again, I'm sure a whole bunch of rich people live near phosphate waste containment pools. I'm sure there's all kinds of big houses near there.
Well, dude, there's that place not too far away from here. This it's cordoned off because it says there's an environmental hazard.
It's a creosote hazard here. Yeah, we have a Superfund site here in the area.
I think it's bullshit. I think some developer is sitting on that land and they're going to, one day they're going to say, hey, it's time to make some houses.
I think it's state land.
State land. Somebody's going to sell that off and say, we're going to let you buy this, but you have to clean up the creosote. And then the private corporation that buys it will say, hey, we cleaned it up. Cross fingers.
Well, didn't the Trump administration, the EPA under the Trump administration say, hey, we may be opening this up. Maybe it's not, maybe we've got this handled.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. It's fine. Don't worry about asbestos.
Unfortunately, nobody believes them. Them, and nothing's happened. It's still fenced off.
Right.
Alarm sounded over significant increase in Michigan.
Yes.
Detroit is sending workers door to door to convince people to go get the jab.
I haven't seen, no one's come to my door. I live in Florida. We're one of the states that are having issues. No one's come to my, hi, Ryan, it's time for you to get a jab. Nobody gives a fuck.
In Germany, Angela Merkel has called for another national lockdown as their crisis is getting bad.
Yeah. Not good.
And it's these, you know, pretty, these fucking variants.
Yeah. God, the story from Brazil is really just gross. It's just gross. It's horrible. It seems apocalyptic.
Ontario to issue 4-week stay-at-home order.
Okay.
And one of the reasons that we all would like to avoid getting the COVID is because now there's a study that has shown that 1 in 3 COVID-19 survivors in a study of more than 230,000 mostly American patients were diagnosed with brain or psychiatric disorders within 6 months following their infection, suggesting that the pandemic could lead to a wave of mental and neurological problems.
But not yet.
Like, we need more mental problems here in the United States.
But not yet. What you're saying is you get the COVID 6 months later.
Maybe. Yeah. Within 6 months, 1 in 3 develop brain disorders or psychiatric disorders.
1 in 3 is like 300. That's like batting. That's 1 in 3.
That's a good batting average.
That's Hall of Fame. That's Joe DiMaggio kind of shit. I'm trying to get my mind around this where it doesn't seem so bad. But
post-COVID cases of stroke, dementia, and other neurological disorders are rarer, but still significant, especially in those who had severe COVID. Our results indicate that brain diseases and psychiatric disorders are more common after COVID-19 than after flu or other respiratory infections.
When have you ever, but I don't ever remember having the flu and say, oh, look, I have this brain swelling shit now. Does that ever accompany the fucking flu?
Maybe occasionally, but right now they're saying it happens a lot more with COVID.
Do any of these people, as At Vital Experience is reading this just terrifying story, very, very sobering. Is anybody thinking, oh yeah, maybe this was serious and I should have taken this seriously, you know, earlier. I should wear a mask. And now maybe because you're hearing this, you might change. Is there anyone?
If they've held out this long, I'm thinking they're probably not.
And of course, if you're listening to this podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, you're probably doing the right fucking thing anyway.
So I think that might be most of the COVID headlines.
That's it. That's not bad.
I'm sure I'll find something else as the show progresses.
I mean, I remember when this for a long time when this first started, I mean, all we did was, we did a whole show and we're like, God, I guess we just talked about COVID the whole time. And it's like, well, you know, we're in a pandemic.
We do have maybe some good news.
Okay.
Sort of. President Biden is expected to unveil a long-awaited package of executive actions to curb gun violence tomorrow at the White House.
That's a great idea. Man, what a great idea.
The announcement comes nearly 3 months into Biden's term, a delay that had frustrated activists who wanted the president to fulfill a campaign pledge to take action on gun violence his first day in office. That frustration only grew after a slate of mass shootings in Colorado, Georgia, California. Biden's going to direct the administration to begin the process of requiring buyers of so-called ghost guns, homemade or makeshift firearms that lack serial numbers, to undergo background checks, including to three people who've spoken. Oh, according to three people who've spoken in the White House. Blah,
so
blah,
you
blah.
Can buy a gun without a serial number, but then go through a
No, you can make.
I can a make gun. A gun?
You can make your own gun. And not need a background checked. Check.
Are there not plenty of guns I can buy? I can make one?
Other executive actions remain unclear, but advocates who have been in touch with the White House have speculated that the president could announce regulations on concealed assault style firearms. Concealed? How do you conceal an AR? Prohibitions on firearm purchases for those convicted of domestic violence against their partners. Alerts to law. Oh, the Republicans don't like that one.
Wow.
That's half of their base.
Oh, yeah.
Beating the shit out of their wives.
And the shaft.
Alerts to law enforcement agencies when a potential buyer fails a background check, and federal guidance on home storage safety measures.
So whatever entity is doing this background check, Bill wanted to buy this AR, but Bill can't because last month Bill, you know, got cited for cutting his neighbor up with an axe or something like that. Okay. So Bill fails the background check, and now law enforcement knows that Bill's looking for a gun.
There would be an alert, yeah.
So there's an alert. Alert pops up. Some cop is like, oh, look at this. We got an alert. You know, they had Bill. Oh, yeah, the dude with the axe. He just tried to buy a gun.
Oh, yeah, he's my brother-in-law. Let's make that go away and just let him get the gun.
Shit, let's override that motherfucker. Yeah.
Biden is also expected to announce David Chipman, a longtime former ATF agent, to be his nominee to be the director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, which will play a key role in any executive branch action on guns. Chipman is a senior policy advisor at Giffords,
yeah,
which is a group advocating for firearms restrictions.
Damn. ATF. Why? It's so weird to me. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
And explosives. But they don't say the E.
We don't need different apartments for that. Departments.
I don't understand. I would say alcohol and tobacco could be in their own little world. But firearms and explosives is kind of a weird... It is kind of a weird thing.
Alcohol and tobacco, that's guys that show up with a badge and they shake a bar owner down. Right?
Okay, sure.
Kind of. But firearms and explosives, I mean, that should be its own thing.
They say his nominee, though, could be tough to get through the Senate.
Oh, yeah.
The ATF has had mostly acting directors since the position became Senate confirmed. Ooh. Todd Jones was confirmed as ATF director in 2013 after a years-long stint as acting director. Biden is expected to be joined at the White House by the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, members of Congress, and groups pushing for firearms restrictions, et cetera.
So this guy's head of ATF now, or he will be?
If it gets through the Senate. Yeah.
They're not going to confirm him.
Got to get Manchin and
who did Manchin? Okay, who did Manchin vote for next time? Last time, who did Manchin vote for last time for Trump's guy for ATF?
And Manchin is, I believe Manchin has an A for the with the NRA. I could be wrong.
Are you a fucking Democrat?
I thought Manchin had an A with the NRA.
Listen, whoever everybody, just vote for Biden's pick. Because if you voted for Trump's pick for ATF, I guarantee you you should vote for Biden's pick. I don't know who the fuck. Who was Biden's pick for ATF? Was it Ricky Schroeder? from Silver Spins?
Sure. Let's see.
I mean, he's probably a scumbag like his other pick. Just dominate Biden's guy. I guarantee he's better than Trump's. He's not a fucking Nazi, I would think.
He has a D now.
Manchin.
Yeah, he's moved down. But when he was running for governor of West Virginia in 2004, he received an A-plus rating from the NRA.
Oh, wow.
In 2010 and 2012, when he was running for Senate, he was endorsed by the NRA, receiving an A rating.
You know, man, what I don't get about Manchin is like, okay, Manchin, you can be a moderate and do whatever. No one will love you for it. The Democrats won't love you because you're like, hey, you're a fucking poser. You're not a Democrat. You're sucking the Republican dick, and the Republicans won't love you because you're a rhino, or I don't even know how they would think of you.
But now he's Cinderella at the ball. Everybody's got to bow to what Joe Manchin wants.
But they hate him.
Doesn't stop them from having to bow to him.
I just figured Joe Manchin.
What does he care?
He's Giorgio.
Giorgio
from Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, he's I don't that, think so.
He's that character. No. He's Giorgio.
She's a no. I like Giorgio.
I he is an unlikable Giorgio, but he understands his power and knows what he's doing. You know, it would be nice if he operated from a place like of I'm a good person and I want to help people and things of that nature, but he doesn't.
Manchin's relations with the NRA soured in 2013 after he and Senator Toomey of Pennsylvania, a Republican, proposed legislation that would have enacted tighter background checks for certain gun purchases. So the NRA got pissy with him. So there you go.
Yeah. Amazing, man.
Now they're saying he's got a D.
He's got a D. Good, Joe. Get an F. Get a fucking F.
So the good news that Biden is going to be doing some executive actions on guns.
You know what
and
sucks?
I'm sure the Republicans are going to sue instantly.
We have a weird government because how many people voted for Joe Biden? Like a few million?
80-ish million, yeah.
Now, according to people, not Trump, but according to people that count, 80 million people voted for Joe Biden. But yet his agenda rests on how fucking Joe Manchin feels when he wakes up in the morning.
One asshole from West Virginia.
Right, right. And you know, Matt Al on the show said, was talking about something that Joe Manchin, I forget what, evolved on and came over to the Democrat side and voted yes on that he had previously had problems with. And her thing was like, how did he change his mind? How did he come to this? What are you supposed to do? Grab Joe Manchin's arms and move them upside down until he, you know, how does this guy come around to something? Is he just, he's just using his power.
Well, yeah.
That's all it is.
Well, yeah.
He has a chance. He could be a hero. He could turn progressive and make a lot of great things happen. Or he could go down in history as a giant fuck stick.
We've got, also in the news. Those are your headlines, by the way.
Yeah. Where's no Matt Gaetz headlines? Did we have one?
Not the headlines. He's still up there. I do have a quick I don't have. I thought I had Don Jr. talking, but I don't.
You know, I was listening to the Crab Diving podcast on Spotify. I was just listening for, you know, just see what it sounded like. And, you know, the whole thing about Matt Gaetz with his weird buddy hanging out at the place where you make IDs, some state office or something, he was at with his friends. I mean, that is a crazy story. Those motherfuckers were just fucked up. Doing lines of coke. Let's go make some I fucking D's. And didn't even cover their tracks.
Well, yeah, they're unabashed. They're why should they? What what consequences might they have? They're Republicans. They're rich. They're Gates's dad got him out of how many DUIs?
I have no idea. Multiple. Yeah. And you know, in I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there are sex traffickers out there that are busy, you know, horrible people, pirates, whatever. They're shuffling people around in cargo containers. Must see Matt Gaetz. Like, Matt Gaetz is a sex trafficker. He's just showing people his victims on his phone, right? He's showing different pictures of girls on his phone to other lawmakers, right?
Allegedly.
God. He's using his Venmo to sex traffic, his own personal fucking Venmo. What an astounding story.
So the news story about Matt Gaetz is that we're currently under federal investigation for sex trafficking, will be speaking on Friday.
Yes.
At a conservative women's conference. The Women for America First.
Oh, shit.
Will host Matt Gaetz at Trump National Doral Golf Course.
Who the fuck would go to this?
In addition to fellow Florida GOP reps Byron Donalds and Kat Kamick.
Try not to get COVID and try not to get raped. Not necessarily in that order.
Oh, this is quite a super group they're putting together. Super. Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be there.
Oh, perfect.
Senator Rand Paul's going to be there.
Yes.
And one of our favorites here, Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas.
Yeah, baby. Louie, you haven't been in the news lately. What are you up to, man? I haven't heard from you in a long time. How's the barbecue? Are you barbecuing? It's a season, right? It's spring. People start barbecuing in the spring.
Gaetz has denied allegations of being sexually involved with a 17-year-old. He is also facing accusations of using campaign cash to pay for unauthorized travel expenses and sharing nude photos of a woman he'd slept with to other lawmakers on the floor of the House.
Oh, my God, you motherfuckers that voted for Matt fucking Gaetz. How do you feel? How do you feel, you dumb fucks?
So yeah. this Trumpist idiot, Amy Kramer, chairman or chairperson of the pro-Trump nonprofit Women for America First, said, "We know firsthand what it is like to be treated unfairly by the mainstream media." She said Gaetz is innocent until proven guilty.
Boo, hell yes. Oh, yes.
I'm sure they felt that way about Al Franken. I'll bet. I want to look up what this Amy Kramer suckhole had to say about when Al Franken was a couple of accusations against Al Franken.
Hey, he's a communist.
Right.
Well, I mean.
Well, he's a rapist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just the dumbest fucking shit ever. I mean, I don't even understand this. You voted for the fucking sex trafficker. I voted for Phil Ayer. He's an Air Force veteran, not a sex trafficker. Ooh, look at my judgment skill. God. Did you vote for? I voted for Andrew Gillum. I didn't vote for Ron DeSantis, you fuckheads. Jesus.
And then over the weekend or a couple days ago, it came out that that Gaetz had allegedly asked Trump for a blanket future pardon. Can you just pardon me for anything I might have done?
I need a future banky from you, a banky pardon. I need a blanky pardon because I'm a sex trafficker.
In the final weeks of Trump's term, Gaetz sought something in return. This is according to the New York Times, I believe. He previously asked the White House for blanket preemptive pardons for himself and unidentified congressional allies for any crimes they may have committed, according to two people.
I must not understand this because it sounds to me like Matt Gaetz wants a pardon for himself for whatever he may do, and he wants a pardon for someone else.
Well, but that's a smokescreen.
Okay.
He was calling for all these pardons because he wanted one.
Right.
So he's saying, you just have to pardon everybody. Because remember, he was on TV saying he should pardon everybody. Trump should just pardon everybody because the Democrats are going to come up with all these fake charges later. He should preemptively pardon everyone.
That is rich. So you're saying, what if Obama said, dickhead, I'm going to pre-pardon a bunch of people God. Who might commit crimes.
There'd be whaling herd to Jupiter.
Yes.
Around that time, Gates was also publicly calling for broad pardons from Trump to thwart what he termed the bloodlust of Democrats.
Yes. Such bloodlust.
But Justice Department investigators had already begun questioning Gates' associates about his conduct, including whether he had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old that violated sex trafficking laws. So he knew what was going on. Gates had to know what was going on.
Hey, the bloodlust and all the crazy shit you're talking about, that's kind of on you, dude. You're the one with the bloodlust for, like, teenagers to the point where you and your buddy are getting horked up on what the fuck ever. And you're making IDs in the middle of the night. You're not even cleaning up your shit. You're too busy fucking. Raping, really. I mean, are you writing any laws? Is he writing laws?
Trump ultimately pardoned dozens of allies and others in the final months of his presidency. House lawyers and officials viewed Gates's request for preemptive pardon as a non-starter that would set a bad precedent.
That means that, fuck you, what you're into is too insane. You were throwing you under the bus. Because if Trump really wanted to pardon Matt Gates, I believe he would, and I don't think he would give a shit about the precedent. That doesn't seem like his vibe. He just doesn't need you, Matt. Trump doesn't need you, Matt Gates, you fuck. You know what? Matt Gates did this wrong. When he should have offered Trump, you know, like a container full of women or something for a pardon.
Oh, really?
I mean, who knows? He might have. He fucking might have.
Trump issued a statement. Saying Congressman Matt Gaetz never asked me for a pardon. It must also be remembered that he has totally denied the accusations against him. Well, that could be a technical sentence here.
Yeah.
That technically the truth. Congressman Matt Gaetz never asked me for a pardon. He might not have asked Trump himself. He went to Trump's people, or he went to Meadows, or he went to some other people. He didn't.
And that's probably the process, because every time when some cretin is like, well, I asked for a pardon, Trump's like, I don't know. But they asked Meadows, probably, yeah.
So you go, Gates, not only speaking at a woman's conference, he is also alleged to have asked for a preemptive blanket pardon for himself and a whole bunch of others. Because you know they're going to come after us with false charges. Bloodlust. The Democrats have the bloodlust.
I'm trying to, the bloodlust is like a very GOP thing, a bloodlust.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is bloodlust? Is that's a lust for violence.
It's them.
It's them, right.
Yeah. They're the bloodlusty ones, not us.
Right. They want things and they can't control it. They must have it. So they must break laws and they must do insane things to get what they want. For some reason, Matt Gaetz really needed these IDs. What the fuck was he planning? That's what I feel like we're getting lost in, like, what kind of operation did he have going on with his sex trafficking that he needed to get his buddy out of bed in the middle of the night, get cranked up, make IDs?
Well, I don't think the guy was the one running the op.
But he went with him, right?
Well, yeah, he brought him along for fun.
Oh, he loved it. Do you think they got in, like, they were outfitted in, like, all black, and they used, you think they treated it like a heist? Or they were drunk and just kind of ambled in?
Again, impunity. They don't care.
It's not like a Mission Impossible thing.
No. They wandered in there. They left shit all over the table.
It's so dumb. I don't know why I'm looking for some, like, kernel of sanity and all this stuff. It's just the dumbest shit. Florida is crazy. Somebody needs to get a hold of this fucking state. We got a whole lake of shit, radioactive shit. Nobody knows what to do with other than drop it in Tampa Bay. Fuck it.
We have other news.
Yes.
here. State of Virginia.
Right.
Virginia lawmakers have approved. This is what happens when you elect Democrats, everybody.
Yes.
Virginia was red as fuck, and now it's blue as fuck, and good shit's happening. Virginia lawmakers have approved Governor Ralph Northam's request to legalize possession and growth of small amounts of recreational marijuana.
Damn!
Starting July 1st, moved up from the original timeline of 2024.
2024?
That they had agreed to.
It's 2021, Ryan. That's crazy. Well, I'm glad you got the weed now. You got to wait 4 years.
The move will make Virginia the first southern state. And the 16th in the nation to legalize recreational marijuana.
You know, I can see why your reluctance to call Virginia a southern state. It's because, like, to the east of it, there's, like, you know, some civility and stuff. The eastern part of the state.
Yeah, I know it's a southern state.
But if I lived in the not civil part, in those people, if it's not southern, they're doing a good job of faking it.
Northam's office said that a report commissioned by the state found that, oh, this is a shocker. Black people in Virginia were disproportionately policed and convicted for marijuana use, Ryan.
Ooh.
Can you believe that happens anywhere?
Oh, shit, Pat.
Which is why he wanted to push for immediate legalization, because he said,
right,
black and brown, well, quote, today, the governor's amendments, we will make the tremendous progress in ending the targeting of black and brown Virginians through selective enforcement of marijuana prohibition. By this summer, how many of these racist white sheriffs are crying in their beer, in their Mad Dog, upset that they're going to legalize marijuana? How are we going to round up all the blacks? We're going to have to find something else.
Well, a lot of them are probably saying, wow, how am I going to sustain my marijuana business? Because generally I just get shit for free from people I bust. And then sell it to some other trafficker. Yeah. How am I going to get my shit?
So good news coming out of Virginia, another adult state.
Right.
Not Florida.
Yeah.
So letting you know.
Yay. That's great news. Florida needs to legalize. And just, they need to legalize. And we need to legalize marijuana and figure out how to not let corporations fuck it and let people in this state grow weed. There are so many things that Floridians do that are bad, like the shooting, they don't care about the environment, you know, it's a lot of crazy shit. But I tell you what, people could grow good weed here and a lot of it.
Other good news,
sort of,
out of bad news.
Right.
State Representative Park Cannon, who was the woman who was arrested and manhandled by white Georgia troopers as she did nothing but knock on the door to the governor's office.
And she's a legislator, right?
Right.
Well, so she's at work.
And they wanted to charge her. She was initially charged with two felonies.
What the fuck?
Felonies.
What, did they want to make her have to resign her office by giving her felonies or something like that?
They wanted to punish a Negro for...
She's at work!
For daring to challenge the white Bwana.
Well,
and the picture that they showed of inside when he was signing that legislation... those horrible voting restrictions, him and four white guys.
Why was she not wanted in that room?
Because they were worried that she would have raised the stink or something. She just wanted to watch. She wanted to watch him sign it.
The thing is, you know, I've worked in offices before, never government. You've worked in offices.
Yes.
At times, people have offices and there are doors on the offices. And sometimes in the offices behind the doors, there's someone you need to talk to. And what you do is you knock on the fucking door. It's customary, even.
She was charged with two felonies after she knocked on Kemp's door as he celebrated the law's passage. Footage shows state patrol officers handcuffing her and pulling her away from the scene.
Oh, my God. Our government, we have failed. We have fucking failed. What the fuck?
But fortunately, there is an adult district attorney, Fannie Willis, who I believe is the one that's going after Trump,
yeah,
for interference in elections,
right?
said she considers the case closed. She is dropping the charges and will not prosecute.
Oh, but wait. Go ahead. Don't you think that legislator needs, she should do something? I mean, about wrongful arrest and I don't know.
Well, some of her Representative Cannon's colleagues, this is Fannie Willis, the district attorney. She said, quote, while some of Representative Cannon's colleagues and the police officers involved may have found her behavior annoying, such sentiment does not justify a presentment to a grand jury of the allegations in the arrest warrants or any other felony charges. A Georgia State Patrol, listen to this bullshit. A Georgia State Patrol lieutenant said he arrested Cannon after she refused to stop knocking because he was worried about a possible repeat of the Capitol insurrection, Ryan. This one black woman who is a state legislature was going to kick in the doors and shit on Kemp's desk.
Well, by the way, that's what they're doing inside that door. That's funny. Because they don't want that woman coming in there because they're worried about a quote-unquote insurrection. Then what the fuck is taking voting rights and lighting them up and burning them to the ground? How is that not some sort of anti-American act?
Witnesses say there was absolutely no attempt to breach the office. She literally just knocked.
Black Lives Matter. That, you know what Black Lives Matter means? That means that if you're a black woman and you knock on the door of a place that you work. She works at the Capitol. She's a legislator. She's allowed to be there. Because she's black, she dares to knock on Czar Kemp's door.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Massa.
Throw her in the brig.
Massa Kemp's plantation office.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They should call it that.
Representative Cannon says she doesn't want the charges to draw attention away from the law, calling it the most comprehensive voter suppression bill in the country. Critics say the legislation disproportionately targets black and Latino voters in Georgia. Kemp is arguing it'll lead to more secure elections. What's wrong with you? Oh, the Democrats are lying. But then there was a study over the weekend that came out from, I think, the New York Times that was like, we're going to take an objective view at this law. And they're like, oh, no, this is going to disproportionately target people of color.
And it's based on the big lie.
100%.
The law in Georgia is based on the big lie. Now, all of a sudden,
and in Texas,
we can't have a government like
and
that.
In Arkansas, and
that's
every
fascism.
State.
That's fascism. That's insidious. One lie from one fucking Hitler wannabe cunt, Donald Trump, trickles all the way down in our government and poisons goddamn everything it fucking touches. And these fucking dickheads are like, oh, I want to vote for Trump because he's going to change everything. He's gonna shake everything up. Yeah, he shook it all up. All right. Good job, fuck faces.
The National Review, which is a conservative rag that was started by William Buckley. He used to have brains behind it a little bit. At least some intellectualism behind it.
Who runs it now? Scott Baio?
Might as well, because they literally, they were trending today and the words fascism and everything going along with it.
No.
Because they put out an op-ed. I think it's got to be an op-ed, right? Kevin Williamson. Yeah. Says, and then they tweeted, and the tweet says, might the republic be better served by having fewer but better voters? They're not even trying to hide it anymore. They're not better, trying to hide their fascism
does
anymore.
Better mean white. Better means white.
White.
No.
They'll deny it.
Yeah.
They'll say more educated, more informed voters.
Okay, let me understand something. This John Lewis thing that is trying to get passed by the House would protect the whole country from shit that Kemp is trying to do and other people in this, other Republicans, voter suppression.
Right.
It would, right?
Right.
Are we...
this is funny.
Are we... Oh, yeah. Well, I just,
no, real, some... Go ahead.
Real quick question. Are we blessed and lucky enough that Joe Manchin smiles favorably upon this voter Protection Act thing that we want to pass, or does he not like it? What is he like? Does he like it? Hey,
Joe. I don't know if we have his opinion on that one yet.
Joe Manchin, maybe you're wacky. I don't even understand you. Your wacky, fucked up face can find it. Maybe you can find a spot of goodness in your fucked up heart and pass the John Lewis thing. so we can vote in this country fairly and free. Is that something he's into?
So this fascist author of this piece, Kevin D. Williamson, said, the fact is that voters got us into this mess. Maybe the answer isn't more voters.
Who the fuck are you? Go to another country, dickhead. You just, this person needs another country. It's this is not a good fit for you. Who is this guy?
He's some fucking fascist Nazi. He's a fellow at the National Review Institute, roving correspondent for National Review.
The problem is Trump came out like gangbusters in this 2016 election saying all this crazy fucking shit, and people found it minorly entertaining, and Republicans were offended that people would you could very easily listen to Trump from the very beginning of his campaign say, that's a fucking Nazi. That's a fucking fascist. But we were too afraid to say what it was. And now here we the fuck are.
Not even trying to hide these conservatives and Republicans are not even trying to hide their fascism.
How do we stop?
And anti-democracy fap dreams.
Anti-democracy fap dreams. That's a coffee table book that would sell. Maybe. Fap dreams.
So fuck the National Review and big time fuck this Kevin Williamson scumbag.
It's not a hard thing to come to the realization that Republicans don't want you to vote because, like, yeah, the idea there's one person, one vote, then how do you account for the Electoral College?
Well, right.
And the Republicans love it because that's the only way they fucking win the presidency.
Let's see. We have. Okay, we did that story. The DA won't prosecute. Oh, look at the time flying by here.
Oh my gosh.
I've got a story here.
Yes.
This is this came out a day or two ago.
Okay.
About the fact that the brave and very well dressed leader of the National Rifle Association.
Oh my God. Well dressed or expensively dressed?
Oh, he always looked fine. I mean, I always thought he was stylish.
How do you spend that much money on clothes and not end up with at least one outfit with like gold chains on the pants or something like that? That's all I'm wondering.
The leader of the NRA said in a deposition that he fled to a private yacht out of fear for his safety. Following the Sandy Hook and Parkland school shootings. Oh, poor Wayne.
I mean, it's, let's just.
Stuck on a 108-foot yacht. Oh, poor Wayne.
So, a gunman goes to a school, kills a lot of children.
Sure.
That causes.
Multiple times.
The well-dressed Wayne LaPierre. To flee on a luxury liner.
Because of all the death threats I was getting. Quote, they simply let me use it as a security retreat because they knew the threats that I was under.
What?
By the way, the 108-foot yacht is belongs to some buddy of his, complete with two wave runners, staff of four people, including a cook.
God. Well, a staff of four. So you got... one guy's cooking and the other three are driving the fucking thing.
Right? Yeah, and cleaning maybe.
Yeah. All for Wayne Law. All for the guy. Let me understand this. The guy who's in charge of all the guns is afraid of parents who lost their kids in a horrible mass shooting.
Lots of people who are not happy with him. He said in a deposition in Texas where he hopes the NRA can file for bankruptcy to avoid the lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. LaPierre said the decision to flee to his friend's yacht named The Illusion was due to threats he received after the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting that left 20 children, 6 adults dead. LaPierre then fled to the yacht a second time in 2018 after Parkland left 17 dead. I was basically under presidential threat without presidential security in terms of the number of threats I was getting. And this was the one place I hope I could feel safe, where I remembered getting there going, thank God I'm safe. Nobody can get me here.
Oh, you're a refugee, right? I don't, God, my head so is exploding in 3 million directions right now. He needed to flee to safety. He needs to flee to safety.
Yeah. The bankruptcy hearing is expected to last 6 days, will likely determine the future of the NRA, which has been drowning in legal fees over the last year amid threats of losing its tax-exempt status, following investigations from the New York Attorney General that found that the gun group lost $64 million over 3 years. Washington, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine is also suing them, alleging donor money meant to fund firearm safety and training was diverted to support wasteful spending by the NRA and its executives. Like, I believe we found out $400,000 went to LaPierre for his suits and undergarments.
I mean, the most expensive suit, I guess you could find. I don't know how many could you get for $400,000. Are we talking about one? What was the suit made out of? That sheep that Don Jr. traveled to Siberia to slaughter or something?
Maybe it's
alpaca.
Maybe it's ostrich. Manafort was into.
But an ostrich suit would be very feathery.
No, it's leather.
No, it's leather. Covered in feathers in ostrich.
But they don't leave that when you are your leather shoes covered with cow hair.
Not currently. I get you. Yeah, but ostrich, you think that pink skin, do people want boots made of? Listen, man, it's fucked up that our species evolved to the point we got to kill an animal and make shoes. It's weird.
I did eat ostrich once. I had an ostrich steak once.
Oh, did you? Well, that you're eating it. That's sustenance. Imagine explaining to an ostrich.
I did feel bad.
I'm going to slaughter you to make shoes. And the ostrich is like, what are shoes? They go on your feet. What are feet? Well, I have paws. Like, well, they're like your claws. But he's like, I don't wear shoes on my claws. I mean, it's a very strange thing to be an animal. If you understand how your body is going to be used by these dumb, fucking perverted, whacked out humans.
The gun group has seen a steep decline in leadership as board members have been jumping ship in the past 2 years. What a shocker.
Literally. Gosh, imagine, think about this for a second. Wayne LaPierre is at home. Do you think he watches the news in the morning, or what does he do? He's probably asleep. Wakes up late. Somebody calls him, hey, Wayne, you better check the news. There's one of these fucking goddamn mass shootings. Oh, shit. He wakes up. He watches the Sandy Hook coverage. And he's like, holy shit, I got to get out of here. I got to get to that nice big yacht and hide in the Bahamas. I mean, it's just an odd line of thought, isn't it? It's an odd course of action to take. He's the one who thinks is under attack. But we're looking at a pile of dead children.
According to the adding to the list of the group's enemies is Joshua Powell, former chief of staff, whom the NRA fired in January for allegedly charging $58,000 in personal expenses to the nonprofit. he's writing a book, though.
Yes.
He says the NRA is rife with fraud and corruption, and LaPierre couldn't run an organization on a fiscally sound basis to save his life.
Of fucking course. The NRA is a huge fucking entity. And Wayne LaPierre is, I mean, if he is stealing or misusing funds to the amount that we're learning about, he doesn't have time to run that fucking organization. If you're spending $400,000 in suits, doesn't that take the better part of your day to do that?
Maybe do it online. As the
really?
As the bankruptcy hearing continues, NRA lawyer Greg Garman conceded to the New York Daily News that there will likely be more embarrassing news to come. This is their lawyer.
Yeah.
He said, quote, are there going to be facts that are moderately cringeworthy?
Oh.
The answer is yes. We're not going to run from them.
Oh, shit. No, we're not. We are going to do them on the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting fucking app. I can't wait.
So that's what's going on with the NRA.
When it said cringeworthy, I'm automatically thinking sex trafficking. Is he involved in that too, Wayne?
Well, it's probably just spending money on crazy shit.
Yeah. Would you be surprised?
Of what?
If he was involved in some weird shit, cringeworthy shit, we don't know what it is. I mean, what if he's trafficking?
$400,000 for suits is pretty cringeworthy.
Yeah, that's true. Do they come with a tie?
What?
A $400,000 suit, does it come with a tie?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm just wondering.
We do have, God, Alex Jones is trending, and I'm trying to figure out what is going on.
Yeah.
I believe he flung himself in front of
God.
Okay, now this is from the Gateway Pundit, but that's like going to OAN. Alex Jones physically stops vehicle after witnessing migrant children being stuffed into the luggage compartment.
Wow.
But we're getting conflicting reports.
Right. We need to verify this story.
But a lot of the right wingers are beside themselves with glee.
Okay.
Talking about, there's a picture of him standing in front of this SUV with his hands God. On it, holding it.
Like is he armed?
Like he's stopping it in its tracks.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Maybe he doesn't need to be armed. Is he a mutant?
Alex Jones, this says, well, this is another right wing. I'm trying to find like a decent outlet, but it's not happening.
Right. Nobody respectable is carrying the Alex Jones story that you're looking
for. I'm not finding any respectable outlets. From Monday, though, I didn't see this. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday declined to hear an appeal from him.
Oh.
Fighting a Connecticut court sanction in a defamation lawsuit brought by the families of some of the victims of the Sandy Hook shooting.
Right, right.
Jones was penalized in 2019 by a trial court judge for an angry outburst on his show against an attorney for the relatives and for violating numerous orders to turn over documents to the family's lawyers. The judge barred Jones from filing a motion to dismiss, which remains pending, and said she would order Jones to pay some of the family's legal fees.
Yeah.
Jones argued he should not have been sanctioned for exercising his free speech rights. The Connecticut Supreme Court upheld the judge's ruling.
Okay.
And SCOTUS on Monday didn't even give him the time of day. So they declined to hear.
There's a chance it could have been heard by SCOTUS? Are you kidding me?
Well, anybody can appeal to the Supreme Court.
God. God, Alex Jones, it would have been great for the show if you would have got your day with the Supremes, but it's better for our country that you did not, correct?
The families and an FBI agent who responded to the shooting, which left 20 first graders and 6 educators dead, are suing Jones and his show over claims that the massacre was a hoax. The families say they have been subjected to harassment, and death threats from Jones's followers because of the hoax conspiracy. Death threats. These are people whose children were killed. They're receiving death threats because Alex Jones said it was a false flag.
You know, what kind of person are you? I guess you're an info warrior where you're like, I'm going to find these parents and send them death threats on social media, or I'll call them, or I'm going to hunt them down. I mean,
there's one guy who has a restraining order from one of the fathers because he keeps following the guy around and demanding like pictures of the kid. He thinks the kid was an actor.
I mean, it sounds like a fucking joke, but damn, all of those people that stormed the Capitol. If you're looking at a Venn diagram, how many people stormed the Capitol also listened to, like, I don't know, Rush Limbaugh? Well, he's dead.
Really wasn't at the time.
Yeah. How many of those people listen to Rush Limbaugh? A lot of them.
Lots.
Alex Jones. Lots.
Lots.
OAN, you know, Newsmax, all these fucking places. And it's like, what are we supposed to do? Just let them spew bullshit? It rile these idiots up? Radicalize them? And now they have guns and they go storm the Capitol? It seems like this the way our country is operating, it seems like we're destined to have that happen again because of, like, Alex Jones.
One of the lawsuits, a Texas judge in 2019 ordered Jones to pay $100,000 in legal fees and refused to dismiss the suit. And a jury in Wisconsin awarded $450,000 to one of the parents in his lawsuit against conspiracy theorist writers, not including Jones, who claimed the massacre never happened.
You know, St. Peter in heaven is going to have a real issue with you, Alex. I know you've gotten real religious lately, but I'm going to say this. Like, St. Peter's going to be like, oh, look, Alex, right here it says there were a bunch of parents that lost their children in this horrible mass shooting, and you told your fans to terrorize them. You just can't get into heaven. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Alex. You're going to burn in hell for this.
We've got, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link, every time you go buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commissione, right? And it doesn't cost you anything.
And it makes you less likely, depending on how much you spend, makes it less likely that you roast in eternal damnation, right?
I don't believe in eternal damnation, so I would say no.
It might as well, baby.
Oh my God. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Has found an interesting partner.
Okay.
In, trying to legalize marijuana at the federal level.
Right.
There's a new group that was launched called the Cannabis Freedom Alliance.
Yes.
After a Zoom call, between Snoop Dogg and gazillionaire, billionaire, GOP mega donor, Charles Koch, the living Koch brother.
What the fuck, man? Oh man. Okay.
The Kochs have always claimed to be very pro criminal justice reform. You know, yeah. They're libertarians, wink, wink.
But there's a lot of money to be made with this fucking weed.
Snoop, Koch, and criminal justice reform advocate Weldon Angelos were on a Zoom call together where the idea for the coalition originated.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Angelos was pardoned by Trump in January. Ooh. After serving 13 years of a 55-year sentence for marijuana trafficking charges.
Jesus. Damn.
The movement aims to, quote, end the prohibition, criminalization, and overregulation of cannabis in the United States.
Right. And here's what I think. I think Mr. Koch wants to get in the Walmart weed business. That's all that is. I mean, it's good. We want to legalize.
I think he's
shit.
Got enough money. I don't think that's. I don't think that's a factor. But
yeah, that's probably Snoop's angle.
I think Snoop has enough money, and that's not a factor. Federal. They want federal descheduling and criminal justice reform, reentry and successful second chances, promoting entrepreneurship and free and open markets, and competitive and reasonable tax rates. Because some of these states that are legalizing are slapping onerous taxes.
Well, and a lot of it, I think some of these owners, this owner's bullshit is about the corporatization of it.
The group hopes that Koch's prominence amongst conservatives can help sway 10 to 12 Republicans to join Democrats across the aisle and pass marijuana legislation. We need 10 to 12 senators.
Yeah.
Said Angelos. And he says with Koch's influence, that may be a possibility.
You know, in like 5 years, people are going to be sitting around the campfire and be like, oh, man, I bought this joint at the Shell station for $2.50, and boy, it sure tastes like it.
Americans for Prosperity is excited to work alongside our partners to bring cannabis businesses into the light, replacing black and gray markets with a free and fair legal framework. Cannabis commerce will become a way for Americans to lift themselves up rather than a barrier holding them back.
Dear Koch brothers, I hope that our government figures a way to tax the living fuck out of you and drain some of that money that it's going to be buried in your coffin.
And Biden ain't 100% on board this. Biden's too old, I think, to be on board completely legalizing marijuana, and didn't smoke enough weed back in the day.
You know, and let's get real. The Democrats, we had Donald Trump, this fucking pandemic. We're still in this fucking pandemic. The Democrats' job is to get people vaccinated and to get people out there and to tamp down this fucking virus and these fucking variants. And then maybe what I hope after that is that we can all just lean a lot more left. We can all have a lot more progressives in government rather than these moderates all over the fucking place. That would be my hope. You know, and when weed legalization would just kind of be a thing that happens.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, during an interview, vowed to move forward with legislation to federally legalize marijuana, even if Biden resists it. He told Politico, Biden is studying the issue, so I obviously want to give him a little time to study it. I want to make my arguments to him, as many other advocates will, but at some point we're going to move forward, period, he says.
Biden, think about marijuana the way that think about marijuana and compare it to the way Al Gore was fumpering around with like rap lyrics and stupid shit like
his
that.
Wife.
His wife, yes. Think about that dumb fucking issue. Don't be like that. Just understand, enough Pete, why the fuck does he need to look into weed? It's been looked into, motherfucker. Legalize it. Expunge people's records. Let's get real.
We have, who's this fighting with Tucker Carlson? Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. Oh, this is
Fox News host.
In Arkansas, the theo-fascists there passed this heinous anti-trans bill.
Yes.
Where you can't, no treatment, no hormones, no nothing for trans youth. They passed it, but Hutchinson, even a Republican, he vetoed it. And he said, you know, I don't think this is the way to do it. I think this is going to cause more harm than good. And the Republican legislature said, fuck you, and overrode his veto by like a huge margin. Because so it's now passed.
Asa Hutchinson, right? Is his name Asa?
Asa.
Okay. Asa was concerned about interrupting hormone treatment of kids that were transitioning, right?
Well, I don't know what his actual reasonings were, but yeah, he said it would create, quote, standards of legislative interference with physicians and parents as they deal with some of the most complex and sensitive matters dealing with young people. He's like, we should let the medical people decide,
yeah,
what is appropriate and what is not, not politicians. And the politician said, fuck you, we're deciding because we're Republicans.
I mean, there's a rash of this shit going around the country, right?
Absolutely.
I've read a bunch of these articles. And there's one person had a really interesting comment. She her child is trans. And she was like, I bet that the legislator pushing his anti-trans bullshit hasn't even spent any time with a trans child. And so they have no idea what their life is like and no idea what they don't have any idea what they're legislating about. They're working from a place of total fucking ignorance.
He said tough decisions arise for families when it comes to obtaining health care for trans children. But from a policy standpoint, the governor said he defers to William Buckley and Ronald Reagan and a Republican Party view of limited government.
So now what you're, what this will make people do, just like, you know, family, you know.
And then Tucker said things like, why don't we let 18-year-olds drink beer? Why don't we allow them to get tattoos? Why don't we allow 15-year-olds to get married? So Tucker, you know, strawmanning, because that's all he's got, and bullying this guy. So they got into a little...
Why do we allow a guy that does nothing but shoots, ejaculates Nazi propaganda out of his fucking pie hole? Why do we allow him to live on a channel that is on the news dial, that is considered news? That's lunacy. And this anti-trans shit is fucking lunacy. I mean, it's crazy.
And the bill does not. The governor was upset that the bill doesn't grandfather in existing trans children. So they're going to stop.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They will stop the treatments or the counseling for kids that are trans.
And their reasoning, these fucking Republicans say that a child, a minor, is not mentally equipped to make that decision. They're saying that. But they're saying that with no knowledge. They have no knowledge of the fucking issues. Party of small government, my dick.
And that's all I got now. The economic issues are shit, and they know it. And they know that people don't like their economic policies. So they have to embrace the most controversial social issues. So they're going after trans people because trans people are an easy target for these scumbags, for these heartless, soul-free dickwads.
You know, man, these bigots are all the same, you know, because when you talk to a bigot about, like, gay people or lesbian people or trans people, they immediately think genitals and what they're doing with their genitals. Well, and somebody's where their gonna genitals
somebody's,
are
somebody's gonna you heard Louis Gohmert, so I'm gonna put on a wig and go into the I would have done that in high school. I would have put on a wig and said I'm a girl now, and I would have gone into the women's bathroom and watched them tanko.
That
tells you a lot about who Louis Gohmert is,
yeah,
and who they are. If you know, he's like, I would have done that.
You know, man, our fucking country is so fucked up, particularly the South, with trans people, because I saw an article that, like, talked about Florida was going to consider widening, like, what gender you would declare on your driver's license, right?
Florida?
Yeah. You could, you know, there would be another option. But
how did that get?
Well,
anywhere?
A trans friend of mine posted on Facebook, and he made a good point. He said, actually, they said, God, I'm a fuckhead. They said that, why would you want to give a cop that information? Because when you get pulled over and a cop looks at that license and he sees that whatever the symbol would be, he's going to fuck with you because he's a fucking cop.
Oh, sure.
That's crazy.
I'm still kind of trying to find out this whole Alex Jones thing that's going on, but I'm only finding it in crazy right wing world.
Right. Oh, that's a scary world to be in right there. I mean, wear a helmet.
This person says, anyone else find it strange that Alex Jones apparently had an entire camera crew on hand ready with boom mics and everything going when he just happened to see a child smuggling operation in broad daylight?
Yes, that's very strange.
We do have, here's another name that, God, I think a lot of people are saying this is obviously staged.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from the way you described it, is staged. And, like, if someone is doing something and they bring a camera crew complete with a guy with a boom, then that is a staged thing. I mean, it just is a staged thing. Unless your whole life, I mean, I don't know about you. When you walk around in public, do you have a camera crew with you and a boom guy?
No.
You don't have that? Shelby, do you have that? Do you have press?
I would be really boring.
Yeah.
It would be. It would be really boring.
Right.
Yeah, I guess this is a... I guess this is, most people are saying this is like obviously staged and bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's Alex. See, Alex Jones has to do crazy shit because he no longer has these outlets, right? Is he still kicked off Twitter?
Yeah.
Zuckerberg kicked him off the Book of Face.
Yes.
Does Alex Jones off
of YouTube?
Did he get his second? Did he get a shot?
Oh, I don't know if he's getting. I think he's not into the vaccine.
No, really. See, I think he gets that shot because he's into his rich life and he doesn't want to fucking die.
Oh, here's a scumbag. Alex Jones has done more for immigrant children than Kamala La Harris.
We can't even, can we not even have, everybody, hi, this is America. Your name has to be Sam, Bill, Bob, Jennifer, Dakota, fuckhead, blah, blah, blah. No one will make fun of you. But if your name's Kamala, we're going to make fun of it because it sounds not like white as shit. Because we're basic bitch Applebee's fuck nuts. God.
Yeah, this really has to be
Kamala. What's the big deal about that, Kamala?
Well, I'll look in. We'll do more. We'll have the crab diving researchers look into this, and we'll have more on the story tomorrow. But it's looking like sane people are saying this is an obvious stunt, and all the right wingers are doing 21 dick jizz salutes to
gosh, rough day to be to outside. Alex. Without a parasol.
But he is still trending.
Yeah. What a fuckhead. I wonder if his neighbors are still around. Did they move out after they heard that they were being, considering maybe eating them? Not as bad as, no. Rand Paul's, neighbor actually got real and tried to beat his ass. Is different.
Yeah, completely unrelated to politics issues.
You think Rand Paul's neighbor could take Alex Jones?
I don't know. I think Alex has crazy.
Hey, Rand Paul's neighbor, the next time you decide to beat the shit out of your fuckface neighbor, turn the camera on your phone on or something. We want to see that, right? Yeah.
He's also trending because he apparently is there's a story out that scientists are looking into the process of aging,
yes,
and that possibly getting blood transfusions from young people,
adrenochrome,
may help. Blood transfusions from young people may help slow the process of aging or something. And Alex Jones has been talking about that. They're going to take the blood of kids. They're going to hang them up.
God damn.
But apparently there may be some scientific accuracy to that. And now people are saying, oh my God, Alex Jones is right.
You know, the way things sort of shake out, if you talk about sex trafficking in like QAnon terms, there's a good chance you're into that shit, right?
Into sex trafficking or into QAnon?
Into something creepy.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of crazy
obsessing about it, you know. Yeah, you're right.
The guy that went and shot up the ping pong comet ping pong pizza, he wasn't sex trafficking, he was nuts.
But isn't he concerned about like real sex traffickers?
Yeah, that's why he went and shot up Comet Ping Pong.
I forget. Some people really believe this shit. Okay.
Damn. Right.
Fucking idiots, dude. Ugh.
A lot of stupid going on.
I don't want no vaccine passport. And I don't want the government tracking me.
And speaking of, Andrew Cuomo...
Oh, I forgot all about him.
If he runs again
Cuomo
next year, he better watch out.
Yes.
Because there's somebody who says they're going to run that may just be able to pull it off. Running on the great, wonderful, pristine family name brand.
Okay, time out. I would love to guess. Now, I know we're talking about a Trump, correct?
Is that your final answer?
But I want to guess, which it's not a Trump. Esteemed family name. So it's a right-wing nut job, but a junior. Who has kids out there that are just fucking horrible? Giuliani's kids hate him.
Andrew Giuliani, former Trump White House staffer, son of Trump. Remember, he was the one that was making $98,000 as the sports liaison to the White House. He would get the sports teams to show up after they won a championship.
He wants to be the governor of Florida.
Andrew Giuliani told the Washington Examiner he plans to run for governor of New York next year.
New York. Thank God. Okay. I always worry. Whenever some dumb fuck is running for something, I'm like, please not this state. Please not this state. Well, he said
to the Examiner, outside of anybody named Trump, I think I have the best chance to win and take the state back. I think I'm the right candidate, and this is the right time to help change New York State, and we've got a playbook that works. It just shows how terribly Cuomo has run the state into the ground, and the truth is the assembly in the state Senate is to blame as well.
Cuomo, look at yourself. You got to stop. You got to resign. These naked Monopoly games or whatever the fuck you're into, you're feeling people up left and right. I don't know.
According to the Examiner, so, you know, it's the Washington Examiner.
That's why Giuliani's son gets to run against him, right? Because he's so embattled.
Right. Giuliani's bid for governor's mansion, this is according to the Examiner, Giuliani's bid for the governor's mansion has been encouraged by conservative donors and political figures, and he would be backed by Trump.
Ooh.
The Examiner writes that Andrew Giuliani hopes to, quote, challenge Cuomo's handling of crime, taxes, education, and the mutiny of New Yorkers from the state. Mutiny?
Is he saying that people left the state because Cuomo?
But you don't use the word mutiny.
No. Well, yes. Yes, you do. You most certainly do if you're a fucking dumb fuck. If you're the dumb fuck kid of Rudy Giuliani that waddled into the White House.
That's the Examiner that said that.
I'm the liaison to professional fucking sports. Hey, dickhead, get a job like that. What the fuck do you want to be governor of a state? Isn't New York an important state?
Yes.
I don't know that it's the right time for Cuomo to run for governor. Is there someone that's a Democrat that's
next year and he's
a diddler and
he's refusing to step down? I would assume he's going to try to run again.
Do you believe the allegations against Cuomo? They seem credible to me.
Yes, they should be thoroughly investigated. I don't know.
It's very creepy.
Whether to believe them or not, but they should be thoroughly investigated. Like Matt Gaetz, it should be. They're really investigated.
I mean, let me tell you, this is a live tip. If you're a governor and you're hanging out with your staff, everybody's getting along. Like, I don't know. Nobody wants to play strip poker. Okay.
So Andrew Giuliani.
That sucks.
I'm a red for governor.
Is Andrew Yang still in the lead in the mayoral race in New York?
I don't have that information.
Vote for Andrew Yang, man.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Oh, look at the time just fucking flew by.
That's right.
Do this again tomorrow.
Yes, Pat.
Mother's husband.
Oh my God, I forgot that motherfucker existed. How is he?
Well, there's a couple little bits of news.
The Republicans haven't killed him yet, right?
That he's formed a new group. He has signed a big two-book deal focusing on his Christian faith. He will publish his autobiography.
Oh, please. Yes. Yes.
And the first book is tentatively scheduled for publication in 2023. Guess who's doing some nipple plucking to look good for the presidential run in 2024? He thinks he's going to run.
Wow.
And that Republicans will vote for him after he refused to overturn, to illegally try to overturn the election.
Listen, don't make fun of him. We don't know. The Republicans are crazy. Yes, Mike Pence seems like an odd choice. I mean, if I was Mike Pence, somebody said, do you want to be the Republican nominee for president? I would be like, no, those bitches tried to hang me, like, at the Capitol. And no one, and I barely made it out of there alive.
But he wants to be president.
Why, dude? You, of all people.
Because he wants to turn it into the Handmaid's Tale.
They nearly hung you.
He wants to, I thought I saw a quote, like, something merge his Christian beliefs with some bullshit.
If I was Mike Pence, I would want nothing to do with government. To me, government was the place where a bunch of lunatics assembled a literal gallows, found an extension cord, and wanted to hang me until I was dead with it.
Seven-figure book deal.
Yeah, write a book, man.
So he's making millions.
Seven-figure book deal sounds better than 7 feet of extension cord tied with a noose at the end. That sounds better, doesn't it?
But it appears that he's definitely getting ready to throw his hat in the ring with Tom Cotton and Ron DeSantis.
You know who doesn't want you to throw your hat in the ring with Secret Service? Because they're like, not Mike Pence. The last time, they wanted to hang the guy. You know, Tim Kaine would have been the best person to guard. He doesn't do fucking shit. He just prays at church all the time.
And do you think Trump will back Mike Pence? Absolutely not. If Trump doesn't run, absolutely not.
No. What he will do is he will tell his people to go hunt him down.
No, he's done with that.
That's impossible for him to not say something like that. I mean, really, Mike Pence is crazy. What does Karen think?
It's somewhere in the range of 3 to 4 million, his deal for these two books.
Two books? Fuck that, man. Two books. Tell him you want 5 million for two books. Come on.
Kellyanne Conway is also reportedly writing a book.
Get the fuck out of here. Not that Nazi. What? About what?
Well, I don't know, her time in the White House, probably. She's probably going to try to paint herself as, you know, I was trying to save the country.
Yeah.
Secretly in the background.
I don't know. I want to read your daughter's book about how much she hates you. That might be fun to me. Is Claudia writing a book?
I'm sure she will.
Do you think, has she been approached?
She's been busy on American Idol.
Fuck Claudia, listen to me. Fuck American Idol. That's dumb shit. Write a fucking book.
But spoiler alert, she got booted.
Oh, yeah. I think Claudia Conway is...
Oh, Pompeo. We can't forget about him. What do you mean? He wants to be president, too. And he's also meeting with agents to discuss the possibility of a book.
What would you do as president, Mike? Because what you did as... what was he? Secretary of State?
Pompeo? Yeah.
Oh, he had his people washing his fucking dishes. You got to be a better delegator than that. And walking your dog, you fuck. I love dogs. But the Secretary of State needs someone that's not... Who was walking his dog? Like a senior...
Probably somebody with a law degree.
Can we have that guy watching, protecting us from terrorist attacks, watching for these Proud Boys, and get, I don't know, a dog walker to walk your fucking dog?
Okay, Shelby.
Is there anyone that Republicans are considering that's not totally dysfunctional? Because all the people you've mentioned have lots of problems. Pompeo is not a great guy to be president. Mike Pence is a nothing.
Here's a...
none of these
quick,
people...
We got to get out of here. Here's a quick headline.
Yes.
AL.com.
Oh, Alabama.
Our neighbors just a few miles away. Headline, Alabama Republican confesses to, quote, inappropriate relationship in explanation of why he won't run for Senate.
Oh, wait. Is that Tuberville?
The current Secretary of State. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill, long thought to be a key candidate for Senate in 2022, has confessed to having an inappropriate relationship with a 44-year-old woman.
Oh, okay.
Said he will be withdrawing his name from... consideration.
I've never heard of this fucking guy. Is he a Republican or a Democrat?
Of course.
He's, okay.
Did I mention Alabama?
Yeah.
But Secretary of State.
He's running for Senate. They have a senator.
The confession just hours. Well, but they have two senators.
Oh, yeah.
The confession just hours after he denied the affair and accused McPherson of stalking him came after McPherson provided. This is the woman. She provided AL.com with a recording of an October 2020 conversation in which they discussed various sexual acts they performed during dozens of romantic encounters that she said took place between November 2017 and this past November.
So the recording exists.
And Alabama, AL.com has it.
Oh, shit. So we can listen to that tomorrow, maybe.
In the conversation, he appeared to try to end the affair, telling her, "We met for the last time, and I'm seeking help from the Lord to try to stay away from you."
Meanwhile,
his exit creates a clearer path for Representative Mo Brooks to run.
Oh, perfect. Great. Well, wait. Can Mo Brooks run? Any a seditionist or insurrectionist, something of that nature?
So, why is that preventing anyone from... anyone else from running?
That's right. Is he a sex trafficker, maybe?
Matt Gaetz is going to run again.
He says he's not resigning. Matt Gaetz.
Oh, shit. We really got to go. Let me fire up this music and talk really quickly. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always on crabdiving.com or your favorite podcasting app. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Join us tomorrow, y'all. Have a good one.
We have broken their back. Broken their back.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.